It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Startup incubators provide entrepreneurs with opportunities to grow their idea in an affordable space with resources, mentoring, and sometimes funding. Clusters of incubators have sprung up all over Pittsburgh, notably in East Liberty. The Thrill Mill and its incubator space, the Hustle Den, is one of the new kids on the block. And while many incubators are focused on technology, these guys are supporting some very diverse ideas. Here to talk about the Thrill Mill and their upcoming Thrival Festival is Bobby Zappala, founder of the Thrill Mill. Bobby Zappala, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me, Paul. It's great to be here.
So what is Hustle Den and how does it work?
So the Hustle Den is an incubator that's a part of the larger nonprofit organization, Thrill Mill, Inc. Thrill Mill, Inc. encompasses a business plan competition, a music festival, and an innovation showcase that helps raise money for that business plan competition. And then the Hustle Den, which is a physical incubator space located in East Liberty that houses a group of companies on an annual cycle. Those companies are across all different industries.
How is your incubator different from Alpha Lab and other incubators focused on tech and innovation?
So, it's a fine line discussing these incubators in terms of are they technology focused or not. Technology is a term is thrown around relatively loosely these days. It has application to almost anything. However, we operate well outside of kind of the software and software engineering realm. So, we have companies that range from startups working on physical products. One of our companies has developed a product that actually is a bicycle lighting mechanism that they're building up to become kind of a new safety paradigm for bicycles, ranging from that to companies that are helping with those who work in real estate who are looking for private lenders to help build projects and are trying to get around some of the unethical practices involved in lending with fees and otherwise. So we have a broad swath. And in terms of differentiation from Alpha Lab and some of the other programs, what I would say is we operate at a very early stage. So we have many kind of idea stage individuals coming in who are looking to kind of take their concepts and build it from there. So what we want to do is provide them with those fundamental basic needs that they're going to need in order to kind of take their idea and turn it into a real business and see it kind of move forward and grow. And so that really what that does is create potentially a pipeline into Alpha Lab and other incubators in the area, which kind of want to see a full-fledged business plan. They want to see that you've identified your markets. They're going to give you a little bit of capital, and they want to kind of help you. You know, the terminology that's used is that hockey stick growth. They want to catch you with that elbow and kind of push you forward. So what we're trying to do is help build up that foundational mass of individuals who are well-equipped with the skill sets to build companies. We want really good, strong, motivated individuals as opposed to trying to bet on ideas themselves.
And how did you come up with this in the first place? What led Bobby Zappala to say this is going to work?
It's a process that started back in really 2006 when I moved back to Pittsburgh from Washington, D.C. And at that time, as you know, Paul, things were really progressing rapidly with this city and the development and kind of a new attitude and positivity about kind of the direction that the city might be headed in. And I actually met several people who were non-Pittsburgh natives who had come to Pittsburgh either for school or for work or starting a company or otherwise. And they were very excited about being there. However, many of their friends were living elsewhere or gone elsewhere, and they wanted to connect to people in the community. And we knew that that young community was continuing to grow. But in many ways, what you saw were pockets of people in different places, and they weren't necessarily interacting as well as we thought they should in sharing their ideas and working on building larger kind of things. So we started hosting events at my friend Luke Skirman's house. He lived in Shadyside on Ellsworth and Ivy, literally just hosting barbecues as a way to bring people together to interact more. And those grew over the years from a group of 20 people who were our friends to 1,000 people, which included a much broader kind of community from largely the east end of Pittsburgh, but from all over the city.
And that growth took place over how many years?
We probably got to about 1,000 people within 3 years. And then
wow.
in years 4 and 5, we decided that we had built something that was that had a brand and a recognizable element to it. And up to that point, what we were doing was taking donations, and any money that we actually raised, we were giving to the Hillman Center for Pancreatic Cancer Research. So once we reached that stage where we felt, okay, you know, we're getting all these people, they're very excited about it, but we want to do something that's really kind of in line with our mission of promoting Pittsburgh's progress. What we decided to do was start charging people to come to the events and take the money that we raised and give that money away to the best Pittsburgh-based business idea. And that's where the business bout came from. So our first contest, we awarded a $5,000 prize to a gentleman who was a graduate of CMU who had developed a searchable database for public notices. And it was a very cool model, and he's still working really hard and is up in New York right now trying to sell that business as he's grown it. His name's Brad Barbin. But, you know, at the end of that kind of cycle and choosing that winner, we all then kind of went back to our day jobs. At the time, I was a practicing attorney at Buchanan Ingersoll, and the other founders had their own jobs, and we wanted to kind of keep that cycle going. So the foundation community came in and asked us what we wanted to do to really kind of grow the model. And what we said was, if we could take this really cool kind of organic model of hosting these events, raising the money, giving the money away to entrepreneurs, we wanted to keep building that. But we also wanted to help the pool of entrepreneurs who had applied for that money who didn't win the cash prize. We had 120 applications for that first $5,000 prize, which was, we thought, a pretty big accomplishment in and of itself in terms of just bringing to light that there are people out there and there's a pent-up demand for all of this support and structure. So the foundation community said, this sounds like something we can get behind. And we ended up raising a significant amount of funding, which allowed us to open the physical space we now occupy on Broad Street in East Liberty. It's a 5,000 square foot space. It's a beautiful, big, open space. And so last year, when we hosted the barbecue last year, we awarded a $25,000 prize through the business bout. That money was provided through a grant from the URA, which was really great to have the city backing us as well. And we also received 150 applications in who were looking to win that $25,000 and join the first class at the Hustle Den. So we selected those 15 teams. At the end of 2012, they joined the first class. At the beginning of 2013, they've now been working for about 6 months. We've had two teams actually drop, which in terms of an attrition rate is still pretty impressive, I think. And the 13 that remain are working very hard, and they're doing well. And as a whole, they've already raised almost actually upward now of $250,000. And our investor showcase is still right around the corner. And we're hoping that that'll help kind of continue to propel them forward.
It's Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and you're listening to 90.5 WESA. Our guest is Bobby Zappala, founder of The Thrill Mill. It sounds like you're promoting a kind of business ecosystem here. How does the incubator environment influence competition or camaraderie between companies?
That's actually a very good question. I think that, what we want is buy-in into the belief that collaboration really helps everyone on their individual paths to creating a new successful enterprise. So even from the beginning of this process of selecting our first class, it was interesting to see when I brought applicants in who had reached kind of a finalist stage of evaluation, we'd walk them into the space. It's a big, wide open space, and you got one of two reactions. They either were really kind of excited about it, or they asked me where their office was going to be located. So you had different schools of thought, and I appreciate both sides of the coin. Some people want to kind of be in isolation and work in that type of an environment, and others want to be in an open space and experience that energy and be able to access those around them who may have different skill sets. So we're banking on the latter category. And we're not only doing that at the level of the Hustle Den in the 13 companies that are now working there, but also within the entire entrepreneurial ecosystem in Pittsburgh. So with Innovation Works and Alpha Lab and Pittsburgh Life Sciences Greenhouse and co-working spaces like the Beauty Shop. We want all of the entrepreneurs to be interacting with each other. And in doing that, what we can do is we can create that a little bit of chaos and new innovative things can start happening, and you get a critical mass, and then you can start seeing, I think, big things happen in the long run.
Why do you think the incubator model works so well for Pittsburgh?
I think that the core of educational institutions is a pretty obvious and big distinguishing factor. I mean, having 18 real major universities within kind of a geographical region around the city is huge. So you have a massive resource pool in terms of educated, skilled individuals who want to kind of take that and hone a craft and try to build something on their own. I also think that it's just kind of a matter of an attitude. And I think Pittsburgh historically has been an entrepreneurial capital really of the world from the early 1900s, looking back on where the city's roots lie when it was literally on top of the world. It has a history in entrepreneurship, and I think that that doesn't die very easily. And as you see resurgences in these neighborhoods, like in East Liberty, I think that energy kind of comes with it. And so you don't just see students from Carnegie Mellon looking to enter into that space. You see those who have been in Pittsburgh for a number of years, maybe working at a desk job of some sort, who have been tinkering with an idea. Now they're seeing this momentum and they want to get involved as well. So I think there's something, there's a time and place for these things to happen. And I really shouldn't discount at the same time that a real foundation has been laid, I think, for the last 20 years or so. I'm a little bit young to kind of speak in real detail about all of that, but I can certainly.
Well, one thing I wanted to ask you about, Bobby, is why is so much happening in East Liberty? I mean, outside of the downtown area, you've got East Liberty, which is maybe one of the most heavily constituted neighborhoods, but still. That seems to be the hub of your operation.
It is. And to be honest with you, when we first started looking at physical space to locate the Hustle Den, that wasn't necessarily at the top of the list. And the reason I was really surprised by that is that I actually live within walking distance of East Liberty. I'm on Shady Avenue, just up near Fifth Avenue. So to be taken down there by some real estate brokers and look at these spaces, and this was in kind of mid-2012, it was really eye-opening to see all of the development that was happening. It's changed a lot, and I think it's that witnessing that physical growth, I think, is a very inspiring thing when you're talking about playing in an entrepreneurial space. So if you go into New York and you go to Brooklyn and you see that there's scaffolding everywhere and building everywhere, that's a real energy. And in East Liberty, you have that now. You have new hotels being built over there, the Indigo Hotel, potentially an Ace Hotel coming into that area. You have the Highlander building that Walnut Capital just turned into really nice apartments. You have local businesses like Bar Marco, that the restaurant that was just awarded as one of the 50 best new restaurants in the country by Bon Appetit magazine, just opened a new cafe and bar called the Livermore right there in the middle of East Liberty. So you're seeing everything from top down large development to local businesses springing up at the same time. It's still very proximate to many of the kind of traditional enterprise and residential centers of the city, with Shadyside and Oakland all sitting right next door. And I think that those who were kind of raised in East Liberty, they had a belief that this day was coming. And my landlord, for example, Eddie Lassoon, is a native of that neighborhood. Our property, he's been sitting on it for 10 or 15 years, just waiting for kind of the right energy to come back. And now he's seeing kind of the benefit of having just waited it out, because he knew it was coming. They all had a belief that neighborhood was going to turn around.
So talk about the Thrival Festival. What's the idea behind this event?
So Thrival Festival is really kind of focused on spotlighting Pittsburgh and all of the amazing things happening in Pittsburgh in the entrepreneurial space and in the creative industries. So it's also an extension, an obvious extension of what we did with the barbecues in the past. We wanted to keep that organic.
It's a little more – yeah, it's organic, but it's still a little
It's a lot more of a production, sure. That's for sure. You know, we're very excited about it. We're hoping that it gets Pittsburgh a little bit more exposure from a broader area of the country and shows that you know, a group of 30-year-olds is getting together and putting together an event that's very progressive in putting Pittsburgh on the map. So we're showcasing from 12 to 5 p.m. over in Bakery Square, where Google Pittsburgh's headquarters are located, a innovation row and a series of talks from speakers of prominence both regionally and nationally, which we're dubbing Pitt Talks. To really educate and inspire people about, you know, what you can do as an entrepreneur and what Pittsburgh is doing in that realm. And then from 5 to 10 p.m. across the street where Walnut Capital is right now developing Bakery Square 2.0, we actually have a staging area set up over there. We're going to have three national music acts performing, Frightened Rabbit, De La Soul, and RJD2. As well as Formula 412, which is a phenomenal local act, to showcase this music festival and, again, just kind of tie a bow on the whole thing with a lot of exuberance and energy.
Formula 412. So they're tying in the area code to
– They are. They are indeed.
Well, you know, you talked about how this might help put Pittsburgh on the map, and this – the Thrival's being described as a South by Southwest-style festival. So what do you think it will take to bring the festival to that level?
Well, I think it's important. You know, the comparison is accurate in some senses. But just in terms of if we were going to compare it as an apples and apples thing, which I'm not even sure it is, South by Southwest took decades literally to get to the stage where it is now. And so we do want to – if we're going to try to build something that is a large annual event that showcases everything cool happening in Pittsburgh and also ties in this music festival element, we do know we need to be patient with building that. It takes time, and we want to involve as many members of the community as we possibly can. So this isn't something where we're trying to overextend ourselves as an organization and you know, only do a one-off episode. We want this to be an ongoing annual event, and it's just gonna take some time, and we're just gonna continue to try to build on the momentum that's already present in the city and is present within Thrill Mill as an organization.
One line on your website reads, "We provide top-of-the-line infrastructure rather than cash investment." For our listeners, what kinds of infrastructure are we talking about?
So our space, first of all, I would encourage anybody who wants to stop by to come to 6022 Broad Street, right down the street from Target, and many listeners may be familiar with Union Pig and Chicken, Kevin Sousa's restaurant, which is excellent, right around the corner from us as well. The space itself is a really phenomenal space, and every team has not only its own areas, which, you know, we encourage them to mold and use how they see fit, but we also have you know, breakout rooms that they can go into for private conferences. We have a large conference room they can use. We have many relationships with law firms, accountants, and other services that they may need to help them you know, just kind of get the fundamentals down. We also work very closely with universities like Chatham and Pitt and CMU and Duquesne and the leaders in those entrepreneurial programs to help provide really solid education and foundational pieces for them to build on as a business. So, and also connecting them to mentors and people who really want to help. And then, of course, ultimately that culminates with connecting them to investors and hopefully, you know, getting them some capital so they can continue to grow. So at Thrival Festival from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., Google Pittsburgh has offered its space to allow our companies to actually pitch to investors. And so, you know, that's a pretty serious value add, and that's a big piece to the puzzle for us, is offering them that conduit.
Bobby Zappala has been our guest. He is the founder of the Thrill Mill and also talking about the upcoming Thrival Festival. Bobby, been great having you. Thanks for being on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Up next, City Paper's Al Hoff on a new film series about old school journalism. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.